Well, the weather's just about holding steady. It's a bit breezy. The sun's mostly out. It does feel like it's about to cloud over and go very, very rainy. But, yeah. I was talking the other day, wasn't I, about how difficult it is to bury old ghosts when you live in the same town still. And I'm in my old neighbourhood. I used to live in a flat which, if you look at the photo that is part of this audio boo, you should see a covered scooter. Well, where that covered scooter is, if you went just down that path off to the right, I lived in the flat that's around about there. You can see one of the corner windows. And all you can hear at the moment is birdsong. It seems to follow me whenever I do these audio boos. That and car noises. And this is where I used to live. It's a really nice green area, so peaceful. And I really enjoyed living here. Quite a lot. A lot of the trees have blossoms, which is always quite nice when you'd be walking home and just get into the door and just be blossoms all over the trees and the floor. And if you time it right and you'd walk out and it'd be snowing, it's a really pretty neighbourhood. And as soon as you start getting to summer, it's lovely. Quite a lot of the trees in the neighbourhood were evergreen, so it was slightly less desolate looking in the winter, which is always really cool. And you can probably just hear people kicking footballs around, and that's because there's a playing field around the back of the flat, but it's actually got equipment, like playgroundy type stuff in it now, like a little tarmac football pitch with a wire enclosure, the swings and all sorts. This was just a flat out field at one point. So it's nice to come back and see it turned into something practical, but 3/4 of it is still a really nice field. But then there's the little bits for people to come and actually play properly. There's an improper way to play, but it just feels a bit less desolate than coming to a blank field with nothing in it. So it's nice. I'm glad it's been turned into something. I lived in that flat for probably about 4 years. I think I moved out in 2008 and I moved in there in 2005. Very late 2005. So. But it was a pity because the while it's a beautiful neighbourhood, it was nowhere near any bus routes that were useful to me because of where I was working. So I either had to walk 20 minutes into Newcastle and get a bus, or if I was really bad at waking up early enough, which is something that's quite common with me, I'd have to get a bus from there was one or two buses I could get into Newcastle, and then a bus into Festival Park, which just wasn't doable. I'm now walking past a house that, most of them have gone. This house I've just walked past, it used to have about three caravans just dotted round. That was pretty much surrounding the house. It looked like there was no way to actually get out if you lived there. What other things are there that's interesting about my old flat? I think the birds used to nest in a space just above my bedroom. So you'd wake up and hear little shuffling, animal-y type footsteps. Might not have been birds, could have been squirrels. Obviously, without climbing out of my window and trying to find a way into whatever space it was, I'll never know. And there was a wonky flagstone outside the house that was, unfortunately, next to the sewage access. So there was one of those sewage metally what's-its, and a loose paving stone, and that sewage outlet, that drain thing, served about four flats, and at one point it wasn't very well maintained and backed up, so that when you flushed the toilet and ran out to look into the sort of the yard area outside my front door, you could just see you could basically just see what you'd just done, just gently filling the yard. And that turned into quite a saga, having to ring, I think it was Severn Trent. That was quite a lot of back and forth. So that was fun. I also once pulled off the inside door handle. It was my last girlfriend and I's 1 year anniversary. And it was January. So it was bitterly cold. And my door had the door had expanded slightly, so you had to really heave at the damn thing to get the door open. I can remember running down the stairs when my doorbell went, pulling and pulling at the door, and then suddenly falling backwards, still holding the door handle. So she had to shoulder barge the door open so we could go out and have a nice evening. So that was less than ideal. So the sun's back out. Now I'm going for quite a long walk. It obviously takes a fair bit to walk into Penkhull and back. And I'm obviously doing it because I'm not going to be walking to and from work today. And I also feel the need to dry out my Converse, because they took quite a soaking last night. That's the one thing about Converse, is that I love these Converse, they're so comfortable. But they are starting to fall apart, the way they always do. I have another pair of Converse that I bought as gig Converse holder. I'll only wear these on stage, and I'm trying to remember to assert that, because I keep wearing them anyway, like when I'm walking and things. So I'm not wearing these, I'm wearing my older ones that I love and that I hope never fall apart, but they already are doing. Oh, and it's been spoiled by sirens. We've done so well. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this. Cheerio.